let's kick off with football. South Africa have been knocked out of the Africa Cup of Nations after suffering a 2-1 defeat to five-time champions Cameroon in the round of 16 in Rabat, Morocco. Now, goals on either side of halftime by Junior Chamadeu and Christian Kofane secured Cameroon's place in the quarters. Evidence Makopa scored Bafana's only goal in the match in the 87th minute. And coach Hugo Bruce says he's disappointed with the result.
In the first half, we had three open chances. But when you miss those chances in that level, you pay the bill later. My players did what they have to do. 90 minutes, they fight for it. But yeah, that can happen again. And disappointments for all of us.
And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is facing a defensive injury crisis as his team struggle to reel in Premier League leaders Arsenal. A 1-1 draw with Chelsea means they now 6 points off the pace. Guardiola says Ruben Dias and Josko Vardiol are now out for some time, along with England international John Stones.
John Stone is missing for I don't know how many months, and Ruben now will be out, and Josko will be out, and Nathan, always we know is Nathan, cannot play regularly. But in the same time, what happened last season, so stay strong and we'll find a solution. Spirit will be there. Spirit is there, we'll be there.
Closing off with cricket, the Paarl Royals secured a comprehensive 7-wicket bonus point victory against MI Cape Town in their SA20 clash at Newlands. Zimbabwe international Sikandar Raza took 4 wickets as the hosts were bundled out for just 88, their lowest SA20 total at Newlands. In reply, Englishman Asa Tribe scored 34 from 28 as the visitors reached the target with 42 balls to spare. Now the Royals have now leapfrogged Sunrisers Eastern Cape into second place on 13 points, just 2 points adrift of table toppers Joburg Super Kings. And then the Aussies have lost Jake Weatherald, who's posted 21 off 36 before Ben Stokes dismissed him by way of LBW on day two of the final Ashes test in Sydney. Now they've made a good start with the bat. A short while ago, they were 48 without loss as they try to chase down England's first innings total of 384. Joe Root was the highest scorer with the bat with 169 runs. The Baggy Greens are now 84 with a loss of 1 wicket. Right, that's it for now for the East Coast Radio Sports team. I'm Faila Crouch.